from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
This brand new Cadillac by The Clash from their landmark 1979/1980 album, depending on where you live. London Calling, cover of an old American rockabilly song. The late, great Joe Strummer, born on this day in 1952.
All right, so your consumer's guide to the Grizzlies schedule provided lots of good content on this show, but then I heard Jason and John were talking about it extensively yesterday, and the perception was you're a hard grader, Chris.
I thought it was an easy, I think I had more three-star and above. I had more combined 3.5 and 4-star games this year, I would guess, than any other year. I felt like I was grading pretty easy.
I think it was the dearth of 4-stars that was, yes. I think it was, for your class, easy to get an A-minus, hard to get a flat A, honestly, is how I analyzed it. Then they got into this question of whether it is, and this was the perfect talk radio topic, the most anticipated season ever. And they were going back and forth on it. And as I was sitting there, I was eating a gyro at the time outside the castle. Have you ever been to the castle on Park? Jennifer wrote
it. I have not, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, I was eating my gyro and I was listening to them. And they were thinking, well, maybe, 2013 or somewhere in there after it was more anticipated. I guess I would say, whatever the year was when Ja had ascended but not had troubles yet, the next year was probably, I mean, this has its own anticipation because we're counting on a bounce back. But in terms of expectations and anticipation and just sort of, I bet season tickets. I bet that one, well, I don't know whether this is 2 years ago, whatever, would be more quote-unquote anticipated, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the year you're talking about, you're going into it, you just had your first, playoff breakthrough, and you had a franchise record for national TV games going into the season. You're on Christmas Day, and so the NBA is expecting big things from the team and from Jive. So, I mean, that might be the answer. I don't really care, whether it's first or second or third or whatever, but I do think, and this is, partly, what I sort of learned, for myself going through the exercise, because I don't think I had a lot of, lowly graded games. There are very few games, even Portland. Portland, that's, I think, one of the lowest ones I had. It's like, we're going to see, Zach Edey and Donovan Clegan play each other again. And, I found interesting things in most games, and I think the combination of the high potential this team has with the also uncertainty and the high stakes of it, I think this is an extremely interesting season. I think John Morant you know, trying to reclaim his spot, which is also very uncertain, but high potential, trying to reclaim his spot as one of the top stars in the game. It's high drama. And I think it's been a long time, probably since Ja Morant, that we've had a rookie come in that's as interesting as Zach Edey. So I think this is an extremely interesting season ahead.
Yeah. I would say, just in terms of the bounce-back quality of it, it is unprecedented in Grizzlies history. We have not had a crushingly depressing season because of injuries or something going awry, and now they have the potential to be back as better. Like, we haven't had that dynamic yet. But
there's never been a gap year, and we don't know this is a gap year until it's not, right?
Right.
There's never been a gap year. It's the team was bad for a stretch and then good for a stretch.
Yeah.
And then bad for a stretch and then good for a stretch. And then we've never had, like, a one-year dip and then back up. That has never happened in the history of the franchise.
But then you're
right.
We're
hoping that's what this is.
But then you're right. Individually, the level of intrigue with, I mean, anytime Ja steps on the court, there's intrigue. But then you have, this season is sort of like, it's a little bit like the New Orleans game expanded over a whole season. Like, what's this? So there's Ja. But then, like, Marcus Smart is a source of intrigue. Vince Williams is intrigue. G.G. Jackson is intrigue. And as you point out, if they'd taken Cody Williams or something, we wouldn't be saying this. But they picked Zach Edey, who's fascinating. So
he is fascinating. There's no one else like him. And he's probably going to start. And so high intrigue, high stakes with that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's And then the other reason I think that maybe just looking around at your grades, the other reason that apart from the Grizzlies part of this, is it used to be the good teams were also the superstar teams, right? And now we have this. There's the teams that we think are the elite in the West, the Minnesotas and Oklahoma Cities, and then there's the team that have the superstars on the West, and so they're all kind of interesting.
I think this is probably why my list is packed with 3 and 3.5-star games and doesn't have a ton of 4-star games. It's partly for that. Like, who's like the marquee team to play? It's not clear who that is. The best team, the defending champions, are the Celtics. They're frankly not that interesting. You know,
I thought it was fascinating that you had the Knicks as a 4-star and the Celtics as a 3.5. And I don't think it was a function of the where it fell, like one was a Saturday game or something.
That was part of it. The Knicks game is a Friday night, and the Celtics game is a weeknight. So that does weigh in on me. But even setting that aside, like I said to Jeffrey yesterday, if you just told me, like, you know, okay, this weekend, you get the Knicks on Friday, Celtics on Saturday, you can take a pair of tickets, you know, you only pick one, I'm picking the Knicks game.
And why are you more interested in the Knicks?
I think it's a little bit fresher. I think the matchup will make for more interesting basketball. I think the Grizzlies have really struggled with that Celtics team, and so it's not so much fun when, like, you're getting pushed around. But also, I just think they're not – I think the Knicks team is just more fun and more interesting and more fresh, and I think the matchup could make for a sort of a better basketball game. There's not a recent history of good basketball games between the Grizzlies and the Celtics.
Yeah, that's true as well. By the way, on the on the superstars being on other teams, you did have in the Olympics, the superstars were magnificent, both for the and there are two of them on the Suns, and there are two of them on the Lakers, and there are one of them on the Warriors. And we think of all those teams as teams that the Grizzlies, they should be better than. I mean, maybe this or like they're not the ones that you think you'll be looking up at.
I think the Grizzlies tend to be ranked ahead of the Lakers or the Warriors. That'll be consensus. I think the Suns thing is going to be, there's going to be a lot of difference of opinion on that one.
So in this, when we saw their greatness on the world stage, there were a lot of, you know, national pieces about, are these franchises wasting what is clearly the enduring greatness? These are not faded players. They are still the greatest in the world. Are they being wasted by the rosters, or are they, I guess the question from Memphis would be, are we overlooking them? I mean, the Suns and the Lakers each have two of those dudes. And what do you make of each of those teams and their chances to in the West?
Well, I mean, the Suns team was put together to compete for a title, and that's not looking great for them. The Warriors have won four titles with Steph Curry, and the Lakers right. won a title with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So, like, you can't demand to, like, to win the title every year that you have a player where that player is going to play 15, 20 years in the NBA, like, you know? And so, like, it's no great, like, you know, calamity that, like, you know, you have good play, great players on teams that probably won't win a title because there's 30 teams in the league. I think the Suns thing is a different kind of situation because they put that together to do something that they're probably not going to be able to do. But at this stage of these guys' careers, I mean, I don't know, you know, you can't just snap your fingers and make your team better. Like, right. they sort of are right. what they are. And so I guess your response to that is, like, do you owe it to the world to, like, trade these guys into even better situations? Like, I don't think you do, and I don't think any of those guys have been asking for that.
Did you by any chance, catch Steve Kerr at the Democratic National Convention?
I did. That may be the only speech, not because I sought it out, but that may be the only one I happened to see in full.
That yeah. is the only one I watched in the entirety, and it's because I actually sought it out, and it's whatever, 5 minutes. And
right.
how many coaches could do that? You know, like, and don't you think, so he did the, at the end, he did the night-night, he did the Steph Curry night-night, which was a great walk-off. He had to get Steph Curry's permission to do that, don't you think? Like, he wouldn't have done that without talking to Steph.
I don't know what I would say. I mean, Steph Curry had a relationship with I think Kamala Harris and her husband to some degree because of right. the Bay Area stuff. And I think where Steph Curry is politically is pretty known. So I don't think he was out. I don't think he needed to personally get permission for that. I think he. Right. I think he knew he was on solid ground with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think coaches, not all coaches, but a lot of coaches tend to be pretty good speakers. Like, they have to do it a lot, right? And so I think a lot of coaches could stand up in front of an arena and give a good speech.
Right.
I think Kerr is a little different because, you know, some people may not know, but his background is a little bit different. His dad was a diplomat, basically academic right. diplomat who got assassinated in the Foreign Service. And Steve Kerr has a connection to things beyond basketball that's pretty well established and is very conversant in speaking beyond sports. And so I think he's probably more well suited to that circumstance than, say, you know, Tom Thibodeau would be or whatever, you know.
And he's a Bay Area guy, and we know the politics of the Bay Area. There's nothing risky about him doing that. Honestly, the pops.
Well, the candidate he was speaking on behalf of is from the Bay Area,
right?
So, you know,
yes.
there's that too.
Yeah, it's probably more. Popovich is probably a little more controversial as a Texan, right? I suspect his
Popovich also seeks out, like, let me say something more than anyone else does, more than Kerr does, really. But I think Kerr is probably. I think there are other coaches who could do that, but I think Kerr, if you're going to pick one, and they picked one. He was the right one. He was the one who was best suited to be in that sort of environment, I think.
Lastly, the Athletic did a list of, and I'm. Having just done a list, I now kind of am abashed I did a list, because lists are ridiculous. This list is...
I'm pro-list, but I get annoyed at people complaining about lists, because everyone wants a list to be exactly what they would do.
Right.
And to me, that's sort of a dumb demand. I'm pro-list in general.
This is a list, 2024 NBA 40 under 40, top young coaches, executives, managers, and influencers. And, okay,
I'm
going to complain. It's in the Athletic, and okay. It's by Mike Vorkunov. For the second time, the Athletic is rolling out its NBA 40 under 40 list. And it does go out of its way to say it's not all the most successful, famous 40 under 40 executives. But, you know, Will Hardy's on there. Like, there's a bunch of head coaches and GMs on here. The amazing thing is, do you know how old Taylor Jenkins is now? He's 39.
I'm going to say 38.
39. He's 39. And Zach, 39.
Okay.
I think Zach is 35. 2 years ago when he got Executive of the Year, he was 33. So I don't know when his birthday is. But he's in the 30s.
Right.
Neither one of these dudes were on the list. But on the list was...
How is that possible? Zach Kleiman won Executive of the Year.
Well,
now
you're doing what you and you're complaining about this list, because I am,
yeah,
too.
That's true. But I mean, there's 40 people on the list?
It's clearly not exhaustive. It's, you know what it is? It's highlighting some interesting people under 40, because the list is Ariana Andonian, who is the Memphis Grizzlies director of player personnel, 29 years old. I don't know her. Andonian has made a steady ascent through the Grizzlies organization after taking a short sabbatical to get her MBA from Duke. She had her career with the starter career with the Houston Rockets. Those who worked with her rave about her attention to detail and scouting acumen. So there you go. I bet there are a bunch of other Grizzlies people, including the new coaching staff, whatever, who could be on this list. I mean, only Robert Parra is 46. Like, everyone else is young, right?
Right. Well, I mean, Wexler's older than that.
Wexler's older than that, yeah. Wexler's older than that. Well, all right, Chris, I was late to get to you. To study up, tomorrow the ESPN put out a... they're starting to do their predictions. And so I'll walk you through and ask you some of their predictions, and we'll do that tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from The Daily. That's it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.